So yes, okay. I am now going to talk about another. I'm going to backtrack a little bit now that we got way off course. So I rode my motorcycle. I returned that one helmet. I bought that sort of German style helmet, but it had way too much padding, and it gave you that mushroom head, dickhead look, which I just ugh. So I returned that, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna go keep the ones I have. I don't need to buy another helmet now, especially with moving and whatever. But rode around. It was a little chilly, but man, it was so nice to be out and about. And then hung out with a friend today, and we were looking for something to watch while we were just hanging out with our dogs and cats and having some coffee. We started watching the Mayans show, which is sort of like the parallel spin-off to sort of Sons of Anarchy. And I initially passed over that show because when I got to the end of Sons of Anarchy, I was like, I don't even know I'm really watching this anymore. I kind of hate all these characters, like fucking. And so watching this Mayans show, I'm only like three episodes in, but I think in a lot of ways I find it more enjoyable and a little bit more of a superior show in terms of production, acting, and everything else. And it was funny because as we like their, my friend and her mother-in-law, as we were talking about it, I was like, well, the one thing I like about this is like they're less on, I don't know, playing up some stereotypes, and like everything isn't just a just dirty, smelly hellhole, just like shit. Like it's both more realistic, but like it also doesn't have this weird, like, they're constantly talking about the club in Sons of Anarchy. Like it, fucking. It's just written better. I feel like so far it's written better. There's a better, I don't know, story, like compelling storyline. It isn't so much just like the intrapersonal revenge John Teller shit. Like, and so in that regard, I'm enjoying it more. Like I say, initially was gonna pass that show over, but now I find myself really wanting to continue with it. The production I feel like is also a little smoother. Some better production I think on some of the episodes. And it's just good. I again sort of I don't want to say feel bad, but if I had known that it in a lot of ways feels substantially different than Sons of Anarchy, I think I would have given it a shot. I had assumed it was just more of the same, but at least so far it's kind of not. And I'm enjoying it. Krista loved Sons of Anarchy and also enjoyed the Mayans. Yeah, like I liked the original Sons of Anarchy when I was first, I think when I was first watching it, just because it was kind of different and cool, and they were just kind of rabble rousing, whatever. But it just, I don't know, it fell off the fucking. Just, but Chris says, I had a feeling that's what the topic was about. I always have some sort of, well, not always, but I usually have some sort of topic joke or otherwise in my titles. Yeah, the first season, and then it just got like, I don't know, way into itself, and like, fucking, what the fuck is this? Oh, we gotta go to chapel. Oh, man, what the fuck? So. I feel like this Mayans show does it a little better. It's taking some of that down a little bit. It, like, you know, I don't know, even just the president, some of those guys, like he does it, like I just looked at, I'm like, how the hell was like look at this guy fucking Clay. Like he's a fucking like what the fuck is this? But then like I don't know. I just think that watching the Mayans show, all of the characters to me are instantly more likable. They're a little bit more, they're a little bit more even keel. And I've always sort of thought some of the Mexican heritage was super cool. And so there's just a neat sort of different feel to the show, but I'm liking it. And I like that. They're less, again, dealing with, I hesitate to say petty stuff and about, oh, We're all a bunch of like crazy, awful murderers and shitty people, and the drama of the show is about who's going to go to prison next. And this is more like, I don't know. You hear they're tangling with the cartel and, you know, violence and issues with you know, the corruption of Mexico. And I don't know. It's just, I so far, I'm liking it. I can't wait to watch more of it, to be honest. And obviously, I love watching the bikes drive around. I feel like there's a little bit more of a variety on some of the bikes and this and that and the other, so. Ooh, Jaggedy Gaming ordered the coffee. Did you just get the classic blend? Mmm. Man, now I want some of that, too. That stuff is so good. So yeah, I think if you enjoyed the Sons of Anarchy show at all, definitely give the Mayans a shot. Like I say, I fell off the reservation at the end of Sons of Anarchy, but I'm enjoying this Mayan show so far. King Dinosaur also wants some too. Yeah, that cowboy coffee. It's the coffee that won the West. Just coffee-flavored coffee. And like, it's a good roast. It's not like too light roasted, but it's also like I never understood the like everybody's different. But like, oh, I like a strong cup of coffee. Give me the dark magic roast. I'm like, well, a strong cup of coffee and the darkness of the roast aren't really the like a lot of the dark roast. It's just crappy coffee that they burn the shit out of it. Like it. Yeah, it jumped the shark, and I don't know, like it. Some of the writing and the I don't know, like it almost. I hate using the word cheesy, but almost in retrospect, some of it got just super cheesy. I'm like, what the fuck? And then you look at it, you're like, come on. At this point, like with just the constant guy shit doing this town, you're telling me they would just like call the National Guard or something. Then like, what the hell? It's like murder capital of the world. The club. And just like, I don't know, too, like, I'm not saying I speak for everyone, but I've known a fair variety of bikers, and not like I knew them all as they were like my best friends, but like, yeah, okay, some of them are a little more rough around the edges than the others, but I feel like they also, like Sons of Anarchy, all of them just looked like they reeked like old sticky weed and like crusty pussy juice and cum. The guys just looked all fucking dirty. They just looked like pigs. In the Mayans show, I feel like they're just a little more, I don't know, they just... They didn't either go out of their way to make them just look like they were filthy fucking animals. Like, I don't know.
My favorite.
Did I see Charlie Hunnam in Knives Out? No, I didn't watch Knives Out because I don't necessarily like that writer or director. But I've seen Charlie Hunnam in several other productions. And honestly, if you want to see Charlie Hunnam in a movie that is spectacular, watch the, there's a more modern remake of Papillon, and that is spectacular. That is a great fucking movie. 1000% recommend you check that out. You know, Charlie Hunnam can do a fine job acting. Like, we talked about this before on the show. You can gauge an actor, but also there's writing and directing, right? Like, you could give some of the best actors in the world the worst script and directing, and it's still going to be terrible. I mean, come on, you've seen it before. And you're like, God, what the fuck? On the same token, you can take some actors that are, I would hesitate to say, more B or bit movie actors and give them roles that allow them to expand a little bit, and they do a great job. That was my surprise at, like, what was it? Billy Drago playing sort of a good guy. I think, what was it, in the one Chuck Norris movie? And you're like, why did they never give this guy a chance? Like, I think he's actually really fucking good. They just always made him be a slimy creep. Like, that was the guy's, I mean, he made a career and a living out of it. So I guess if you're that guy, you can't really complain. But you worked with a biker guy from Germany that smelled and looked like when he came into work drunk in the morning. Oh, I mean, they, I'm sure they exist. But just like every one of those guys is going to be a pig. Like, come on. I don't know. I just got to the point where near the sun, at the end of Sons of America, I'm like, I hope they all go to jail. I hope they all die and go to jail. These people are all fucking terrible. They're all a bunch of, like, they talk about the club, but then, like, every 2 seconds, they're backstabbing each other and betraying each other. What the fuck? Rian Johnson, some of the latest Star movies, didn't like those either. No. No. Not a fan. That's all I'm going to say about that. Because I don't want to dig on things people enjoy. So if you enjoyed it, that's great. I did not. That's all I'm going to say about that. For real, you should have seen his mustache. His name was Willy. Hello, my name is Willy. I'm here to work in the morning. Personal? Nah, the guy's just... I mean, he's on Twitter, and he's a fucking douchebag and an asshole. And tried to blame the reason people didn't like the Star Wars movies was because you're misogynistic homophobes. And all this. I'm like, man, can you just... Maybe people just didn't think it was good. Maybe it isn't good. Like, fucking no. Don't say that about people. Like, fuck you, man. Directors fucking trying to play off the fact that their movie might have been crappy by saying that, like, oh, well, it's the audience's fault. Well, fuck you, dude. So, yeah, it is a little bit personal. Fuck that guy. Douchebag. Sometimes you'd help him with the door code in the morning, and he'd be like, I cannot figure out how to get into the door. And he'd be like, you smell like crusty pussy juice and cum. Fucking smell. Mm. You're just walking behind him going, mm. But anyway, give Mayans a shot. The other thing that I love about the Mayans, look, my Harley is black. However, if I could have had the choice to get like that bronze color or the one purple or whatever, the other thing that I like about the Mayans is like those guys' bikes are so fucking beautiful. They all have like different, there's like more color combinations, but that's just like, I don't know, I feel like more that South America, like brighter colors, you know, not afraid to have some brighter colors, you know, oranges and blues, and like, man, some of those bikes are just absolutely fucking gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Jaggedy Gaming saw Kenneth Branagh's new, how do you say that? Perot movie, Death on the Nile, this weekend. I recommend it. Ooh, nice. I heard somebody else say that was really good. I wanted to check that out. You can stream Mayans on Hulu. I know, and I fucking realized I uninstalled Hulu. Now I don't have my login. I was like, damn it, I need to watch it. I may have to just bite the bullet and just get my own fucking subscription to it for 30 days. And if I have to, I'll just cancel it or do whatever. I probably fucking should, right? I watched, in terms of new movies this weekend, what did I watch? Drawing a blank. No, I remembered it. Killing Them Softly. Poirot. Got it. Killing Them Softly, which I feel like flew under the radar at the time, but not as much action as I would have hoped, but kind of interesting that you had Ray Liotta, Brad Pitt, Scoot McNairy, who else was in that? Hot Chick's Dad, Gangster Guy, Paul Sorvino, a lot of named stars in that. And I feel like when that movie came out, it just kind of... I don't know if that was like came out when there was a lot of other heavy-duty stuff going on. But had kind of a cool, kind of a interesting ending to it that I kind of liked. Krista pays $6.99 a month for Hulu. Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not going to get the no ads plan. I feel like paying double for that just to skip the ads isn't worth it. But most of the time, I just don't. I mean, most of the series and shows like that, I either get them on Prime or whatever. But I think I'm going to have to get that because now I really want to watch the rest of this Mayans show. You know, I knew it was an Agatha Christie character, but I never really got into her stuff so much. So I'm not really that familiar. I just heard that that was really good. And speaking of detective stuff, you still can't get fucking, like, you can't get, what is it with my memory? You still can't get Kojak, like on like Digital Prime. It's like they have like one season and then like the sixth season. Like, I don't know what the fuck is with the licensing of that show, but I was like, why can I not just get this as a digital copy? And like fucking, they're gonna have to go buy like some old DVD copy, which I'm not gonna do. I was like, damn it, I want to watch fucking Kojak. Gal Gadot and Armie Hammer did great jobs. I actually like both of those actors quite a bit. King Dinosaur has read a lot of Agatha Christie, but the Poirot series with David Suchet is chef's kiss. Oh, haven't read. Well, that kind that kind of changes the context of that sentence just slightly.
Try these leaves.
Need some of that ginkgo biloba, isn't it? It's below, isn't it? It's bel wait, biloba, isn't it? Ginkgo biloba. That's like punch somebody in the face with it. Oh, this will improve your memory. The concussions, the repeated concussions, is that's what you take it for. Yeah, Krista, I think I'm gonna have to just bite the bullet and just get that on there. I don't have the patience to try to fuck around and find it somewhere else. I think I'll just get an account and whatever. I guess I figure too, that's one of those things like you can cancel it whenever. So if you're watching something, you really want to watch something, what does it cost you? $7, and then you have it for a month, and then if you turn it off, you turn it off, and for $7, I feel like that's a pretty fair bargain, right? So yeah, what a t and then geez, like some of the medicine I took yesterday was really bothering me, so I didn't sleep worth a shit. I don't think I fell asleep until after 4 in the morning. And I slept weird and fitfully and just fucking bleh, didn't get up until late. And then I'm just realized I think I'm just sleep fatigued and just need to get fucking rest. So as much as I want to stay up today and sit and watch Mayans all night, I need to go to bed. I need to finish this show and then go to goddamn sleep. Who owns the rights to Kojak? I don't know. I didn't look it up. I figure it's probably some mix of season rights and whatever, which is why you probably can't get it. Let's see, who owns the rights to it? Here you go. I don't know. We'll look it up. Universal Studios released season one on DVD. And due to poor sales, no further seasons were released. Great. Then they released season one, and then Shout Factory had gotten another region one rights to the series. They've subsequently released the remaining 4 seasons on DVD as well as a complete movie collection. But that was like, that's like 2020, like that's old. Like, it's really hard to get this on, like, you get the, like, in the sets, and, like, they're on DVD. And it's like, I'm not gonna get old school DVD copies of stuff anymore because, number one, I don't have, like, I guess I could play it in my Xbox, but, like, I don't know. The other thing about that is I feel like some of the old DVD transfers, they were like shitty transfers. They took like the fucking VHS sub quality and just transferred it to a disc. So they look like crap. They're always all cut. Like it's just fucking. Black Cat, so sometimes you gotta sleep, you're behind on things, but you've been knocked out. I know, I just need to go to bed. He loves the old show Emergency, but he cannot watch it anywhere without buying the CDs until about a year, the DVDs until about a year ago. Yeah, I mean, it's like that. Look, a lot of the old horror movies and B movies, like there's a movie called TC 2000, stands for Tiger Claws 2000. That was sort of an independent, silly martial arts movie, and like, I think it was on Laserdisc or something. And then like, there was no real DVD copy that was like a region one, and like, it's all over the place. And you're like, God, I just want to watch my movie. But like the streaming stuff too, like I get the whole, oh, I want physical media in case the rights go away. But I'm tired of owning. Like when I had, like if the media formats and stuff like that didn't change so much, and it didn't change as rapidly as it did. I mean, think of how long like VHS tapes and original DVD was around. And the formats and the technologies, you know, and then there's 4K, and then there's this, and then there's this with this audio. Like, oh my God. And like the stuff just get, it's like, why even buy, like I have this collector's edition of The Beyond by Lucio Fulci. Like, yeah, but it kind of looks like crap by now because it's a regular DVD copy. So just don't buy that stuff anymore. I would love to, when I get my forever house, I would love to get some vinyl, like get a vinyl record collection, but I'm not doing that until I'm set where I'm like not gonna move again. Because that is a pain in the ass. Like, of the moves that I've done, the ones that like the stuff that takes so much to move is your media. Books and DVDs and CDs and getting all that stuff. You're like, okay, I can move one couch. Or spend 6 hours moving all these books and all this shit. Like, moving a library of books is the fucking worst. They weigh a bazillion goddamn pounds. They're always awkward shaped boxes. Like, it's fucking terrible. Vinyl records are awesome, VHS tapes aren't. Incredible technology for the time. There's something quaint about them, but they clearly, like, the leap from VHS to DVD, and the like with a DVD that you can play it near endlessly forever and never have the quality degrade was just such a jump up. Same with tapes versus CDs. There's something charming about tapes, but geez, when you had a CD, you know, like it's always the same quality. Like you could literally put this on repeat and play it forever, and it would, like, the sound never degrades. So, but vinyl just has such a good sound. I would love to get a classic tube amp and a nice vinyl player. I think that would be just awesome. Ice Quinn stopping in with a wave. What the fuck is this? What? Who? Blech. Ice Quinn, how are you doing? Good to see you. I hope you're doing well. How are you doing, friend? How's Pippin? How's Baron? How's your new house? But Ice Quinn, stop by. We only have a few minutes left. We have about a finger of spirit left, and then that will be it. Home unwell. The boys are okay. Oh no, what's the matter? You sick? I'm sorry to hear that. Hey guys. I posted a video on Twitter of this Australian woman. There's some like bubble tea company that did this promotion with this creature that looks like a bug booger monster, and I just died laughing. Died laughing, could not stop laughing at this, especially because at the end she makes this like sound. I must have watched that 30, 40 times, just dying laughing in my house. Ah, I see. Well, hey, hope you feel better. Cheers. Jackie says, good night, all. Want to read some before I sleep. Good night. Take care, sir. We are going to wrap the episode up here in a moment, as it is. But enjoy your reading. Hope you have a great rest of your night. And I'll see you in the morning, because I probably will see you in the morning. If you're streaming, I'll probably jump in on there. Wahoo! If you guys didn't see this video, I'm going to show it to you. Hold on. I wasn't super active, so I'm hoping that I can scroll down and find this relative. Here it is. It's her at the with the classic Australian who is like who. It's like WHOEEHR. And I love Australian accents, especially Australian women's accents. But I like how fuck is like perfect with almost no hint of an accent at all. I think that's pretty solid. Cha Time is a pretty well-known bubble tea franchise. It's taken off a bit more of the past year. I had no clue what any of that meant. I just thought that was fucking hilarious. Hysterical, in fact. What the fuck is this? What? Ahoo! I may not know a lot about bubble tea, but I do have a glass of whiskey every night. So, cheers! 00 Booger Monsters advertising for classic Evan Williams. And then it's like, fuck! I love it. I love accents in general, but that's definitely one of my favorites. Definitely one of my favorites. As we say at the end of all of these particular episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit, and we will see you again next time. Friends. Hi, Krista. How you doing? Krista stopping by. Some Dr. Perry ball. No, falls. Not balls. Dr. Perry falls. Shark moves. Heart and big happy frog. And says cheers. Well, let's get into that. Let's cheers. So a bottle of standard Evan Williams, which if you're like, I think people will see this and assume Jack Daniel's crap knockoff. Which I imagine maybe for marketing purposes, what they wanted. But I'm going to say, for me, and for the price, this is way better than Jack Daniel's. For the money, it's a much better spirit. I like Evan Williams quite a bit. And for your dollar, I think it's a nice choice. So there, that's what we're going to be drinking tonight. How are you all? How was your weekend? Krista had gotten a new bike. I think, Krista, did you get your bike put together? I do. I like Jim Beam more than Jack Daniels as well. I've just never really been a Jack Daniels fan, to be honest. I just feel like it's kind of. King Dinosaur, hidey ho! And a black cat with some corn cheers. With the Rambo Rachel corn emote. Cheers to y'all. It's sort of a weird pseudo sleepy weekend. Friday was a little bit of a weird roller coaster day for me in a lot of ways because I had sort of a stressful work week, a lot of bullshit with work going on. However, at the end of the day, there was some pretty good news. What's wrong with my spread out? I hate my uneven occasional facial hair. Actually, we'll do a thing on that in a minute. But at the end of the day, I got some good news that we may have a huge business opportunity coming up for the project I'm working on, which is supremely important, especially to me, for a lot of reasons. I've talked a little bit before about some of my dissatisfaction with my day-to-day job, but by and large, whatever. I'm gonna keep money on the table and whatever, but getting business on this project means I can stay working on this project and hopefully continue to do so until I move, which I need that to happen. And so that's coming this week, so I'm hoping that I can just stay on track with that and that pans out. Really helped me out a lot. So everybody keep me in your thoughts and prayers if you can. King Dinosaur had a weird weekend. Lots of bad, sad, and frustrating, and a little bit of good. King Dinosaur, you want to talk about it? Drop in the chat if you want, man. You know me. We're all friends here. You want to talk about any of this shit? Like, let's talk. Black Cat had a physically demanding weekend. Black Cat, what did you do? Why was it physically demanding? To which Krista says, "Yes, I did get a new bike. The boyfriend surprised me after work on Friday with a bike I was going to get this week. He brought it home on the bus. I saw it when he pulled up to the stop. It's a nice bike too. Beautiful blue, just really nice lines on that bike. I think you're gonna get that bike set up and just have so much fun riding around." Prayers for all, my friend. Thank you. But yeah, like, so Friday, I was having a little bit of a day, and then that sort of came around at the end of the day, which was great. And then decided, you know what? I'm just beat. I'm just fucking beat. So basically, just did some chores around the house, did some stretching, played some video games all night. And then Saturday was a little bit of. I'll say a little bit of the same. Like, I had some stuff that I had to do during the day, and that was all fine. But at some point, I think probably around like 1 o'clock, I was like, you know what? It's cold. Okay, wait a minute. I gotta read this. Black Cat says, "I have this stupid temporary job for a couple of weeks working at a mom and pop nursery for rich people." I mean, doesn't sound stupid. I mean, you get to work with plants, right? I'd rather work at a mom and pop nursery for rich people working with plants than at like some boutique, I don't know, snotty whatever store. What's this thing that's flashing over here? What is that? Don't like that. Stop it. Hey, what is this thing? Get this out of here. I like it. It's being weird. Quit being weird, computer. Go away. There we go. It's better. Lifting bags of fertilizer. Well, just be careful, you know. Make sure you get your stretching, lift with your knees, all that stuff. Black Cat says, or I'm sorry, Krista, about her bike, says it's a mint color going shopping tomorrow since you have the day off for odds and ends. Day off sounds so good. You started lying to them about their plants. Why? Why would you do that? What do you mean?
Yeah, no, it's hemlock, but really, hemlock is good and helps. And this over here, this is poison sumac, and what you want to do is you want to get a bonfire going in your backyard, and you throw it on there, and make sure you breathe deep.
Black guy, you fucking... King Dinosaur comments, well, it started before the weekend, but I've been having a lot of physical pain, although I finally got in to see the chiropractor yesterday. But man, it was wearing me out and causing depression. Hold on, be right back. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you were hurting so bad, King Dinosaur. I know how much that just drains. Jeez, it's just chronic pain, and especially back pain, stuff like that. It's just so bad. So man, I'm glad you got in to get, glad you got in to get an adjustment, and hope that makes you feel better. Jaggedy Gaming. Howdy y'all. Jaggedy Gaming. How are you doing? But seriously, Black Cat, like, what are you lying to them about? Make sure you stop by and give Jaggedy Gaming a follow, by the way. Super cool dude. Does some good streams in the morning. Krista just tonight got a massage from wifey's husband asking. Oh, as for the, or I'm sorry, a message, not a massage. Got a message, getting a necklace with her ashes. Aw. Well, that's sweet though. I'm sorry it took so long, but it took me, what, 2 months to send letters out with stickers. You just finished up some Sunday Dungeons and Dragons. Man, I miss weekends Dungeons & Dragons. I used to play almost every Friday. Really fucking miss it. Yeah, Black Cat, I assumed we all knew you were laughing at that voice. We wouldn't laugh at anybody's back pain. That's never funny. Yeah. You fun chiropractor. What a fun chiropractor. Like, hey, I'm here to see the fun chiropractor. He's like, well, yes. Let's adjust. Looks like you're not having quite so much fun in this area. So I'm going to give you this adjustment. This will cause more fun here. And then this fun. Is a fun chiropractor just a psychiatrist? Or a therapist? Like, if you go see a therapist, is that technically seeing, like, the fun chiropractor? Huh. Does Black Cat really sound like that? Yes. No, she does not. She says she does, but she doesn't. That's just my character. That's just my characterization. I do like two voices. There's the Black Cat Poppy voice and the King Dinosaur voice. That's pretty much all I got. You're in the heating pad every night with the plant work. Get some muscle rubs too. I'm telling you, the muscle rubs work. It's made a world of difference. Blue Stop for me is like the best stuff in the world. I just love that stuff. But Saturday, even though it was cold, I took my motorcycle out. It's like, look, I think I've ridden this once. I had the one day where I like took it out and rode it because it wasn't either cold or wet or snowing. And so we were scheduled for some rain in the afternoon, but it was like, I don't know, 45 degrees or something like that. I'm like, I don't care. I'm going out. I'm going out on this. So it was a little bit of a frosty ride, but not so bad. I mean, I could have layered up more than I did, but the biggest thing was these gauntlet thinsulate gloves that I have. Those gloves make a world of difference. So I took that out and went to one of my favorite stores, Aldi. Aldi has the best instant coffee. You might be like, instant coffee. But look, sometimes on the weekend, I don't want to brew a whole pot of coffee. I just want one cup of coffee. Way more economical. And honestly, I like it better than a lot of the K-cup stuff. So I just went out and got some instant coffee and energy drinks and that sort of shit. And then rode out to one of my favorite breweries, Dragon Mead. I used to work there for a little while back in the day, and rode up there, got on the freeway a little bit, blow the pipes out, and had a couple beers, went home, and proceeded to take a glorious afternoon nap. It was such a nice nap. That was like, I don't know what it is. I don't know about you guys, but every now and then it's like, I'll go to bed and I'll have what I feel like is a crappy night's sleep. But like a nap in the afternoon in like an easy chair is like the best sleep ever. I'm occasionally like, why am I even sleeping? I might as well just sleep here. I feel like I sleep better here than I do in my bed. Maybe I shouldn't get a bed for my next play. Maybe I should just get a big easy chair and sleep in it. So let's go back to King Dinosaur's tail. I'm going to read those here. So he says, okay. Then the next thing was having to go out to my parents and try and help them figure out how to use their new phone. Oh, that was the frustrating part, although at times it was also hilarious. They make that stuff so overly complicated for like, I am flabbergasted that there has not been some sort of app or loader. Like, you can get like the different home screens and loaders and whatever. I am so surprised that somebody has not just made a quality, like, for elderly slash I don't give a fuck people who are like, look, I just want the basic functions, texting, calling, maybe email, maybe a web browser, and like everything else goes away. I can't believe that they don't have something like that. But then when I got home, I got a message from my friend slash ex who told me her son was dead and no one would tell her what happened and she was getting the runaround from friends. And I don't even know how to respond to something like that, and I don't think I did a good job of it. The good was getting to jam in a new heavy metal project. I'll shut up now. Well, you don't have to shut up. I mean, geez, let's talk about that for a second. I don't know how you can do a good job of that, King Dinosaur. I mean, that's like you get hit with that sort of info. Like that's before he said nap, I was sure you were going to say shit. I got home and took a good shit. No, I need to though. You got a 32-ounce insulated French press. Do you have a is it good? Is it quality? If you do and you have a product link for it, drop it in the chat. I miss having that for just a single cup of coffee. I shouldn't have gotten rid of my AeroPress. But yeah, man, that's horrible. That's tough. I don't know. I always struggle with that because I struggle with the, I'm gonna say, engineer slash male characteristic to try to want to solve a thing, but then also like, I don't know what else you solve, really. You just want to like, conversationally, that's tough for me because if it was in real life, I would just hug and hold the person and just pat their back because I don't know what else you'd fucking say. So here's a cheers to you for handling that, man. That's one of the, I mean, not, how much heavier can you get in terms of a conversation? So fuck. You can't sleep in a chair, you toss and turn too much, you'd be afraid of falling or something. See, I feel like in the easy chair, I don't toss and turn because you have the armrests and everything. And so it sort of holds you. I feel like when I'm on the bigger bed I'm on, the more I toss and turn because then I have all this room and then I want to like flop all over the place. And I like smash shit and I like go crazy and hurt myself. Black Cat is afraid she has too much practice with that stuff. Ugh. Yeah, there's nothing heavier than that. And I mean, you say you just felt helpless to do anything. I mean, let's be honest, you are. That's why that's so awful, because I don't know what you say or do to make that better. Black Cat, I agree. You can't really do anything except listen, I suppose. Fellow Clara, French press coffee. Let's take a look at this briefly. Mm. Oh, that's nice. Stainless steel coffee press. Oh, see, I like this. You just load it in there, pour it right out. Dude, this thing's pretty legit looking. I like that. I like that it's in the little insulated carafe thing, because oftentimes I would make it otherwise and then be like, yeah, but now it's going to get cold. So then I have to pour it in another thing. So now I have two and three things that are dirty. Man, I like this. I'm going to put this in my put this in my little favorites thing. Nice, dude. That's a nice looks like a nice product. It's extremely hard to console someone, but yes, just be there without judgment. Like I say, that's where I'm like, I give the best hugs in the world, and that to me is where like just a hug and just saying like I'm here, however I can be, you know. Black Cat just got to his slavery. He's sleepy as fucking grumpy as hell, but still has a little bit of good vibes. He's sending those over, and wants us to have funsies. Have yourself some funsies, sir. Black Cat or Meow the Cat. We have so many cats in here. Meow the Cat, hope you have a great day. And make sure, if you can, please drop a follow to Meow the Cat and stop in for his morning streams. Super nice dude. And tell him I sent you. Jaggy Gaming doesn't have to run to the kitchen anymore during a stream. Yeah, what I eat. What I would other do what I would do otherwise, I have like a classic old school thermos. And so often what I do during the week is after I brew my coffee, I pour one mug of that and then pour the rest of it in that thermos. That way then, if I need to, I can just bring that here downstairs and I have the hot coffee down here rather than having to run up and down the stairs. Or then it gets cold and then you reheat it in the microwave and it just. Yeah, man, King Dinosaur, yikes. That's a roller coaster of a weekend, dude. Don't be hard on yourself if you need to unwind or whatever. Like that's some heavy duty shit. And like helping people with like phones and like tech support stuff like that, like can be so unbelievably frustrating, especially when you're like they're like, "Hey, here's this thing. I don't know how to do whatever." And you're like, "Well, one of my biggest complaints and the only credit that I will give to Apple, but my biggest complaint about Android is that, oh yeah, it's infinitely customizable. Yeah, but it's also like different on every device and every phone and every flavor and everybody fucks with it and the shits are in different spots and it's loaded with Google shit and blah 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 blah." And you're like, "Well, I generally know how it works, but let me take a minute and go through your particular phone because this fucking shit is all over the place." In that regard, that is like the worst ecosystem ever. Like, it's fucking terrible. Fucking terrible. So, cheers to you for getting through that too. That sort of tech support is like a next level of hell. Ah. Krista doesn't like instant coffee, also doesn't want to make a whole pot. That's why she likes her Keurig. Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking on them. I just don't like it's a whole huge machine to me that sits there to make one cup of coffee. And I'm just like, you like instant coffee? A lot of them I don't like, but I like the Aldi brand. The Aldi brand coffee, instant coffee, is pretty good. And so I used to have a little French press thing, like the one Jaggedy Gaming sort of just showed. But the last time I moved, I just got rid of it. And the only other thing is like brewing a whole pot of coffee. There's times where I'm like, okay, I'm in a rush. Like I kind of need it like right now because I gotta get the fuck out of here. So I can heat up a mug of water in 2 minutes and then just and go. Black Cat hates phones. I mean, I do and I don't. I just think the well, I don't want to get into that. We could do a whole episode of what I love and hate about the mobile phone slash era. I mean, I feel like in a lot of ways they've helped, but in a lot of ways they're shit. That'll be a good topic for a whole day someday. You wanted to get the full flavor of the Costa Rican coffee. Jaggedy, okay, we're gonna take a trip. we're going to take a trip. Hold on. We got so much text going on. I got to try and wrangle who's saying what. So Jaggedy Gaming says he wants to get the full flavor of the Costa Rican coffee that on the French press, his daughter brought that up from her trip, which that's very nice, and is also an Android guy. Yeah, I mean, I use an Android phone as well. I mean, I've had several of them now. But King Dinosaur is like, thanks, brother, and especially with his elderly parents, like, I mean, not only is it hard for them to often see and to get their, like, you're trying to touch these little icons, and you're like, this is like everything that is difficult about maybe being an elderly person all in one. Accurate touching, visibility, memory retention, like, how much worse can you make this? Like, fucking A. Cat Minecrafter is in here with her Nugget friends. Cat Minecrafter, how you doing? How you doing, little Nugget? Little Nugget girl, Nugget queen? Apple can kiss my fat white ass. Hate them so much. I do too. But I will say that that is like the only credit that I will give them is that in putting more control over the operating system, the experience is at least consistent between their devices. And I feel like Google and Droid in that regard is just a shit mess. It's just a hot mess. But yeah, I'm not an iPhone fan. Well, they know how to text you to use the phone. I like the ones where they get confused about voice to text and it gets all fucked up. You're great. You just moved. Oh, where did you move? Didn't know you were moving. Congratulations. That's always a huge undertaking. Your mom kept trying to touch the screen with her fingernails. Like, mom, it doesn't work that way. Why not? All right. I don't know what I was talking about or what I was doing. Now we're talking about phones. And you had a weird experience today. The cashier guy at the supermarket kept saying chicken nugget to himself. What? Was he just like, chicken nugget? Chicken nugget. Chicken nugget. Chicken nugget. Just needed to replace the old one, had too many bugs. Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to live in an insect house. It's no good. You're a long lost twin. Psycho nugget boy. Or your future husband. Ugh. Was he looking you up and down and salivating? No, he's thinking about chicken nuggets. He was thinking about... Look, I love women. I love all types of women. But when I get a hunger for chicken nuggets, y'all can just go over there. You're nothing like a hot, warm basket of delicious chicken nuggets. When I have a craving for that fucking breaded... warm, moist chicken dipped in a savory sauce. Mm. Tried using a QWERTY phone a while ago after using touchscreen. Oh my god, how did we manage? Well, that's easy. We managed because we didn't put so much effort and use in them for the amount of time during the day that we do now. And people used to, I think, call each other more. And they didn't use them to sit on them constantly all day typing. That's how you managed. You kept your text messages very much short and to the point and not typing out books of information like people do now. But look, I'm ending the phone talk because I don't want to talk about cell phones anymore. You're staring into the distance as far as you noticed. McDonald's was, all right. I'm switching topics here because I want to show you all something. If you are folks that love coffee and you like delicious flavors, what is it called? This right here, Arbuckle Coffee. So Arbuckle Coffee is one of the older/oldest coffees around. And this place still operates in Arizona. And there's sort of a neat story behind this. John Arbuckle was the first to patent a process for glazing roasted coffee beans to seal in their flavor and aroma. Until then, coffee beans were sold green and had to be roasted at home before being ground and brewed. In essence, Arbuckle was the original fresh roasted coffee. We have long been at the forefront of coffee trends. Taste the difference more than a century of experience makes. And so there's a lot of neat history on here. They do have some military discounts for some stuff as well. But they have... I was trying to find their like little story. But like this blend here is like the original, one of the original, just, it's just coffee. It's not any like crazy whatever stuff, but like in terms of, if like, if you want a cup of coffee that's just like a morning cup of coffee that's some of the best you can get, this stuff is so fucking good. So they have their whole little story here about where it came from. I don't know, you guys want to hear this? Eh, fuck it, let's play it.
You may ask yourself, where can I get that amazing cup of coffee that reminds me of the good old days? That pot of home-brewed coffee that filled the kitchen with that fresh aroma that made you want to take on the day. Reminds you of what Mom and Grandma used to make, and you enjoyed with your family around the kitchen table. Coffee today isn't quite the same. There's some exotic labels, but they just don't live up to expectations. You don't have to settle for what you can find at your grocery store or that fancy coffee house. There's something special with quite a story behind it. The Arbuckle brand was started in 1859 by the Arbuckle brothers, John and Charles, and was the choice of cowboys and pioneers across every corner of America. It was known as the coffee that won the West. Many of your American heroes started their day with a cup of Arbuckle's. Cowboys on the range couldn't wait for mealtime to enjoy a fresh cup of Arbuckle's Ariosa. Every one-pound bag included a peppermint stick. Out on the range, Cookie would stand by the chuck wagon and yell, "Who wants the candy?" Well, many tough cowboys would jump at the chance to grind the coffee for Cookie so they could be rewarded with that famous Arbuckle's peppermint stick. Today, you can count on us once again. Arbuckle's is alive and well in Tucson, Arizona. Arbuckle Coffee is the choice of confident, rugged men worthy of honor and respect who live by the code of the West. It's also preferred by strong, ambitious women who are loved and looked up to by their families. Start your morning with that strong, independent spirit of the folks who settled this great country, courageous risk takers who provided for their family, did business fair and square, and treated their neighbors the way they'd like to be treated. Click on this offer and we'll deliver fresh roasted Arbuckle coffee right to your door. Every bag of Ariosa still comes with a peppermint stick. You'll get the freshest, full-flavored coffee and feel good about supporting an independent American family business. You can brew up a pot of Arbuckle's and enjoy the sunrise. Taste the revival and take on your day with America's original coffee, Arbuckle's.
So yeah, this is really good stuff. It, you know, it is a, so it's not, it's Central American, not South American. But, I mean, you've got 782 reviews and this has 4.9 stars. So I'm just saying, like, this stuff is really fucking good. This is really good fucking coffee. They do have a variety of types that you can get. They have some gift boxes, they have bulk bags, blah, 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 blah. But I would absolutely recommend picking some of this up and trying it, especially if you want to treat yourself to something new. It's just a really, really good, it's a really good cup of coffee. And like he says, it does still come with a peppermint stick. The reason why it used to come with a peppermint stick was because that was to entice the guy that worked the chuck wagon. That was whoever got up and made the coffee would get the peppermint stick. And when sweets were more of a luxury, that was like a big thing. So that was the, hey, get your ass up and make coffee while everybody else is still sleeping. You know, get the grub on. Oh, you get the peppermint stick. That was your reward for getting your ass up and getting that. So Black Cat's grabbing a tumbleweed and drinking that Joe. It's really fucking good stuff. It, like, It is a little bit more on the pricier side, but it is spectacular. Krista says, is blueberry cobbler coffee flavor the same as just regular blueberry coffee flavor? Thinking of trying it, but I'm picky. Should I just use a flavor shot? I find that most of the flavored coffees, unless they're boutique places, usually taste like sugar crapola just put in there. So if I'm going to have a flavored coffee, I usually add a flavor shot myself anyway. And I would always recommend you do that because then you can take a little bit of that coffee, a little bit of the flavor shot. And if it's gross, then you haven't ruined a whole pot of coffee. So that's my recommendation. I always just buy it as an additive to put in after the fact. And then if you want more of the flavor, you can add more of the flavor shot. And if you don't want as much, then don't add as much, whatever. So, I'm not big on, I usually just drink black coffee, just straight up, occasionally with some bourbon in it, or Bailey's, or St. Brendan's, or Amarula. you've heard that before, thanks for presenting it, you like plain coffee. I would try this Arbuckle. The Ariosa blend is spectacular. It's a cool place. I would definitely try it out. That is, for those of you who are listening to this as a podcast, that's Arbuckle, Arbuckle, coffee.com. And their Ariosa blend, Ariosa, that's like their classic blend. It's just spectacular stuff. So if any of you do order this and you give it a try, let me know. I would love to know what you think. Podcast folks are going to take a break. We'll be right back.